that you could take. Someone says, who do I have to follow? Normally they say to them, you have to follow the most learned, correct? How do you verify who's the most learned? I honestly don't know. Who's the most learned? Do you know what they say to you? You have to ask Ahl al-Khibra, correct? The experts. I went to Ahl al-Khibra once. I said, Salaamu alaykum, wa alaykum salam. Who's the most learned? They said to me, Ayatullah Wahid al-Khurasani. Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah. I went to the neighbor next door. I said, who's the most learned? He said, Sistani. Oh, thank you. I went to a third person. He said, who's the most learned? He said, even if he's not the most learned, said, Ali Khamenei is Wali al-Faqih. You have to follow him. Thank you. I went to a fourth person. I said, who's the most learned from the experts? He said, nobody has written the notes of Sayyid al-Khu'i like Ishaq Fayyad. By the end of the day, I needed a very long sleep because my head was confused. One Ahl al-Khibra told me Sayyid al-Sistani. One told me Sayyid Ali Khamenei. One told me Wahid al-Khurasani. One told me Sheikh Ishaq Fayyad. When I looked at all of these, I began to wonder myself, you're telling me to ask the expert? The experts are giving me different names. Who's the most learned? In academia, the most learned is according to publishing, correct? How many publications you have? If it's according to publications today, then you would be surprised who would be the most learned. But I don't want to give names. So therefore, those who came and said to you, you have to follow the most learned, you say, excuse me, who's the most learned? They say, oh, ulama have said this person. We say, but these ulama said this person. And these ulama said this person. In other words, the most learned is not necessarily an infallible concept. Why not follow the learned, not necessarily the most learned? Some will say, well, in mantiq, I'm going to give you the following principles of mantiq and this. No, no, no. I want to follow scholars, people who are professors in law. Say the Sistani, I want to do his taqlid. But why can't I do taqlid of Sheikh Wahid al-Khurasani? Why can't I do taqlid of Nasir Makarim? Why can't I do taqlid, for example, of Sadiq Rouhani? Why can't I do taqlid of all of these? Someone tells us they have clashes with each other. Yes, there are clashes. No one can deny. Some say you can't talk about the clashes. You can't talk about the clashes. So when Sayyid Fadlallah is called a deviant, I can't talk. When Sayyid Fadlallah is called a deviant by Qum, a deviated deviant, we can't talk. When Sayyid Muhammad Shirazi is put under house arrest, I can't talk. Shari'at Madari is placed under house arrest, I can't talk.